Thursday, the 14th of November. Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn here as we go through the things that you need to know for today. Dr. Ken Kronhaus along in a bit to talk about this new to-do about statin drugs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We should have people in the news. Dr. Joy Brown will also join us later in the hour as well to focus on how help people. We're concerned about the typhoon, for sure, and the information that's posted at facebook.com/Good Day Show will help you with the giving that you may have in mind. There are the legitimate charities. They are listed in the article that Kenny has posted, facebook.com.
And I just shared it with all my friends because it's really cool. It's kind of confusing to figure out how to help, and
right.
This is really good.
Yep. We'll also have the winner of our Dream Big America weekly contest. That's coming up later on in this hour as well. Meanwhile, the White House continues to scramble for a fix. Mm-hmm. I've gone through with the folks here, listeners around the country, half a dozen things that listeners have come up with to fix it. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward, pretty direct, and the fact that these people can't get it means they're pretty dumb. The whole thing is an abomination. They're saying they're trying to counter the millions of coverage cancellations. This is just, it's very easy. You just pass a law that says you can't cancel. That's all. What else do you have to do? Just do it. All right? Number two on the hit parade. Helping. What are you chuckling about?
You're on the soapbox this morning, Doug.
Well, I think it's so simple. These people are so out of touch, and it's so
frightening. Well, I think out of touch is the right word.
Frightening.
Out of touch is the right word. Absolutely.
Frightening that there are so many people spending so much money when fixing this thing is so easy. It's frightening. I don't say get rid of it. Fix it. You screwed it up, so fix it. You are capable of screwing it up, so you're not capable of fixing it? If you aren't, probably ought not to be there. All right, I want to talk about the typhoon because it's very discouraging.
Was that number two?
Yeah, there were. I'm trying to figure out what went on at Camp Pendleton in California, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. These four Marines that were killed during a safety sweep of the base. It doesn't. I don't
understand. What was that about? Well, that happened.
I don't understand. They were clearing unexploded ordnance at Camp Pendleton when some of the ordnance exploded. So
it was an accident.
Yeah, but hello, where's the bomb squad? Why do they send the regular soldiers out in their regular uniform if they're worried about ordnance that's not been detonated? Why don't you send out somebody else?
Yeah, well, we don't know
electronic stuff. They got the robots that do that.
The base isn't releasing the details, though.
No, because they're going to be embarrassed because it's so stupid.
Perhaps.
What happened?
I think they wanted to notify the family in the proper way, too.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so here's, you know me, and when it gets to the TSA, I love.
Oh, yes, you do.
Get on them. So, here's the overview. There are a number of stories floating around today, including the story about $1 billion in waste. Mm-hmm. Isn't that sweet? The TSA has wasted $1 billion, according to the Government Accounting Office.
Well, they fit right in with the rest of the government.
$1 billion wasted. And the whole thing, as far as I'm concerned, is a waste because it doesn't do anything
except
create jobs. The behavioral profiling, they've spent money to try to figure out by looking at somebody's eyes.
Right, who to check, their behavior, if they're sweating,
exactly.
Something like
that. That's why they go after 93-year-old grandmothers in wheelchairs, because they're obviously a danger. And they go after 3-year-olds, or they go after people who have pepper spray in their bag, and the best thing to check out is their butt. That's happened. Jennifer.
That happened to you, Doug?
No, it happened to a friend of mine.
He watched it happen to me, though.
But it happened to Jennifer.
I mean, I was physically, assaulted by this woman. And my hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
Really?
Exactly.
Yes.
What are they,
they pat
right
you down.
There.
They are frustrated lesbians who are looking for a thrill.
Wait a minute. How did they look in
the
there?
We were in San Francisco, Doug and I, going to see a radio station for the day.
Yeah.
And going through TSA, the lady pulled me out of line, and she had me come around the corner, and she felt not only my uppers, but the thing that really disturbed me was that she felt my lowers.
Yeah. And a friend of mine, I was telling you about the pepper spray.
Outside or inside?
On the outside of the fabric, but it was like a full hand on the
Well, but this happened to Boston airport a couple of weeks ago. A friend of mine who had been almost mugged decided she was going to carry pepper spray around in her bag. So she had that in the bag. Bag went through the check-off, and they didn't check out the pepper spray. They wanted to check her out.
Yeah.
So they did a wonderful job checking out her derriere and other things that probably, I don't know that I've heard of anybody carrying pepper spray in their butt, but that's
no,
what they
I had
out.
A Miss Army tool, you know, one of those little, it's not even a real Swiss Army knife. It has like a wine opener and a nail file, and I forgot that it was in my bag. Mm-hmm. They took that away.
Yeah.
And then one time when I was going to Cabo, I was wearing a maxi dress, you know, a long dress, like to my ankle.
Mm-hmm.
And they pulled me out of that line so fast. And they
really
they did it again to me where they went up
well,
into
you just
the
look like
parts.
A threat, Jen. That's all.
Apparently. Yeah. Better people want
but
to
but the thing, and this is what makes me say, without not being facetious, this woman has a beautiful, absolutely fantastic butt. And
so they wanted to touch it.
That this woman wanted to rub all over. I mean, hello.
You don't know for sure.
I know that she has a great butt. I don't know about whether that's what they were trying to come up with. Anyway, emphasis on statin drugs.
They should give you dinner first.
Or dessert.
Or at least some peanuts, you know, for your trouble.
All right, anyway, 13 after the hour, Dr. Ken here with the new emphasis on statin drugs coming up on the Good Day program.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hey, 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 hey. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance super buys. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens. 10% points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 131.14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Ahoy, young swashbuckler. It's time you put me, the Fisher-Price Imaginex pirate ship, on your holiday list. We'll travel to the land of 1,000 wedgies, sail the treacherous stinky feet sea, to find the treasure chest filled with candy. Ooh, we're gonna have fun. I mean, harg.
Something missing from your list, like Fisher-Price, Barbie, or Play School Toys? Get to Kohl's Making the List sale for lots of great savings and earn Kohl's cash. This Friday and Saturday, Kohl's. Expect great things.
All right, let's get to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with his report on what's in the news in terms of medical news. And, of course, the discussion of statin drugs is something that you've talked a lot to me about personally and a lot on the air about, not only here but on our weekend program, the Good Day weekend program that Ken is on with me for 2 hours every weekend. He goes through the big important stories of the week, takes a lot of calls from people. You might want to check it out. Information is at drkenshow.com and dougsteffen.com. So what is this new emphasis on statins, and how is it going to affect, let's say, you as an eminent cardiologist, you're treating your patients?
This will have great effect. We're talking big picture, Doug, about preventing the number one killer of Americans, heart attacks, and preventing the number one disabler of Americans, stroke. And the nation's first new heart disease prevention guidelines in a decade were released this week. The American Heart Association, combined with the American College of Cardiology, got together. You get a lot of these ivory tower physicians getting together who are academics who spend their time reviewing the medical literature and then coming up with guidelines that most American doctors do follow, and if they don't, to their peril.
All right.
And what has happened is the guidelines offer doctors a new formula for estimating risk of heart disease or circulatory disease that includes age, gender, race, and factors such as whether one smokes. And what they've done is we have four new recommendations to when to use these statins. Individuals who have any blockage in the circulation to the heart, individuals with a bad cholesterol LDL greater than 190, such as those with what's called familial hypercholesterolemia, big big mouthful. And individuals with diabetes aged 40 to 75 with a bad cholesterol between 70 to 189 is the third group. And then this is where so many people are going to be advised statins, those people who are between 70 and 189 with their LDL but have a 7.5% or higher risk in the next 10 years of getting circulatory disease. And the doctors were given this big fancy new formula to figure this out. So this is going to affect up to about a third of the American population of adults are going to be indicated to get on a statin. And no longer are we advised to pick a number, so-called treating to targets, either get your bad cholesterol LDL down to 100 or down to 70. The advice is to just get it down at least less than 50% of what it was and just to use a medium to high dose of the most aggressive statins, either the Lipitor, which is in generic, or the Crestor, which is not yet in generic.
All right. So what do you think about this as a cardiologist, 25, 30 years experience? You have your own clinic in Florida. You have advised me, for example, to go on a low-dose statin. I haven't done it yet, but there are a lot of things that you think go along with this, beneficial things that go along with this. But so yesterday or this week, how have you started talking to your patients about
this? Well, I advised you a low-dose just to get your feet in the water, and I was going to hopefully get you up higher because I know you've been very uneasy about the statin. But intuitively, I've been following this because these are purely nothing more than evidence-based recommendations based on the changing medical literature as it has evolved over the past 10 years, that statins are really the getting your numbers, just looking at your cholesterol numbers and getting them down doesn't really do much. There's no evidence of just taking cholesterol with whatever and getting the numbers down actually prevents heart attacks and strokes. And that's what this writing committee is trying to convince the American public. But there's plenty of evidence that if you use a statin, which gets the cholesterol down as well as the inflammation down and also stabilizes plaque, there's plenty of great information that that effort does lower the risk of heart attacks and strokes. And that's the big picture of what they're trying to focus on. And I've been advocating that all along because that's what the studies show.
All right. Let's talk about what happens in your mouth with your teeth if they are ugly. Not only do they look bad, but there are things that happen to your gums that are unhealthy. All the more reason to try power swabs, Ken.
Exactly. Keeping the mouth healthy, it's the gateway to good health. Every day people are setting goals, Doug, to change their bodies, better their minds, and improve their confidence. Self-improvement, yes, it is in. And I'd like to set a new goal for you to improve your life by whitening your smile because it's never been easier. It's time you try Power Swabs. It's the world's first tooth detergent. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. A breakthrough patented ingredient in Power Swabs penetrates deep within the tooth enamel for ultimate stain removal and whitening results. Power Swabs works on all teeth surfaces, including caps, crowns, veneers, and bonding, whitening teeth with little to no tooth sensitivity. So if you tend to set your goals high, give yourself a break. Get your smile stain-free and ultra-right with Power Swabs. It's the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. Try it today, risk-free today.
800-865-7602. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone?
Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Through the top five songs from this date, 1984, Kenny and Roberta and Jennifer, happy, not necessarily to sing along, although this one, if you can sing along, you can feel really good about it. I just called to say I love you. Stevie Wonder, number five this week in the overview of the top five songs from this. This is actually a wonderful week for music, and pop music anyway. How many of us have thought about the person that we love the most when you hear the song? This is one of those things. It always puts into perspective, not necessarily just who you loved when the song first came out, but isn't it a great way to... Why wouldn't you break the ice with anybody? Why don't you just pick up the phone and just sing, I just called to say I love you? Why wouldn't you do that? Nobody's doing it?
I would think it was you, Doug.
Sorry, I'm on the phone
right now.
Are you on the phone, Kenny? Good for you.
Because, like, sorry, I've got a bigger name on the line. Bill Bennett's calling.
No, of course he is, right. He and Mancow are calling each other to tell them they love each other.
I don't visualize people in songs. I usually just tend to like the song.
No, really? No.
Maybe I just haven't had that great love yet, Dougie.
Could be. Yeah. Romance springs eternal in all of our hearts, minds, and bodies. All right, so let's see here. Number five is the song we're playing. We're giving it a little more time because it's such a great song. Number four, Chaka Khan. Chaka or Chaka? Chaka.
Chaka Khan.
That's what we say here in Boston about things that are amazing. That's a Chaka.
That's a Chaka. That's what they say in Hawaii. They say Chaka Bra.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I don't really know why or what context, but I've
when they look at the people on the beach who have those bras, the Chaka Bras.
Chaka Bra.
I don't know this song, actually, Kenny.
You don't?
Remember Chaka Khan from the other... What's the other song she had that was big?
I'm Every Woman or something, wasn't it? Something that Whitney Houston sampled, and I'm Every Woman.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Number four, Chaka Khan. Let's see, number three this week, 1980. It's the beginning of that pop era that things brightened up, I think. The music was pretty much upbeat. Kind of like the way the guitar was done in this. Good producer, whoever it was, Kenny, good producer on this record. Because that's what they do. Producers are supposed to listen and figure out from the basics of the song how they can add to it, mostly electronically these days, so they can enhance the sound, the rhythm, the beat, the electric effect, if you will. All right, so Billy Ocean, number three this week, 1984, with the Caribbean Queen. Here's number two. My favorite.
Oh, boy. Prince.
No, it isn't my favorite. Second favorite Prince song. Purple Dove, Purple Dove. White Dove.
There's something so dirty and nasty about
When Doves Cry.
When Doves Cry, that's right. That one, too.
Thank my favorite you. Is When Doug Cries. That plays, like, almost every day on the show.
Thank you very much. Very sweet. When Doug Cries.
When next moments. Time he cries, Michael, remember this, and we'll play When Doves Cry.
No, we should awesome. We should have a comparison between me and Glenn Beck as to
how often he cries.
More emotional. on the air.
Well, his cries are more like he's at the edge and the little voices are taunting him. Your cries are more like emotional growth cries.
My own experiences, yes. Exactly. Right, yep, that's true. All right, thank you for distinguishing between the two of us. Number one song this
and
is
I
1984.
Like Glenn Beck for the record.
Yeah, he's very smart. Wake me up before you go-go.
I had the biggest crush on George Michael when I was a little girl. Boy, let me tell you, was I disappointed.
Really? He just doesn't have to go through the same door as you do.
You could never snap.
George, really? George Michael. And... All right, so Stevie Wonder, Chaka Khan, Billy Ocean, Prince, and Wham! All in the top five slots during the musical week of the middle of November 1984 here on Good Day.
Don't you hate doing this?
Driving around and you look at the different pricing on gas at the different gas stations.
Looking for the cheapest price.
And sometimes it varies quite a bit. And we always kick ourselves when we buy at the expensive station and just down the block there's a much cheaper deal.
But now, know where to go before you head out. I'm Amy Nellis. This is Primetime Focus.
Gas Buddy helps you avoid this situation because it tells you where the cheapest and closest gas stations are to where you are.
Just download this app. AARP financial educator John Dolphiné.
It knows your location, or you can also type in a city or zip code, and it will, in fact, show you where the cheapest gas is in that area.
And if you find something cheaper, report it to Gas Buddy. People do it all the time. You're helping others find cheaper gas, too. I'll post a link to Gas Buddy and all the other award-winning apps we've discussed this week. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
When a cold hits, you've got to hit back. And when your cold comes with both pain and sinus pressure, you've got to hit back even harder. Only Advil Cold and Sinus treats your worst cold symptoms by combining Advil, the number one selling pain reliever, and a powerful nasal decongestant in a single pill. No other cold brand delivers stronger pain relief than the pain reliever found in Advil Cold and Sinus, the 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure. Find it at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Robitussin Cofequence number 29, the not so silent night.
Sorry, hon.
You keep waking me up.
I think that's.
And it's 3 a.m. I gotta get up for work in 4 hours.
Fortunately, Robitussin DM Max now comes in a new nighttime formula for fast, powerful cough relief that helps you sleep like a baby, which is good news for you and the person one pillow over. Robitussin Nighttime. Don't suffer the Cofequences. Use as directed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. 1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
After the hour, to bring you the announcement of the winner of this week's Dream Big America weekly contest. Then we're going to have Dr. Joy Brown visiting with us. I have a couple of things in the psychology department, and as much info on people in the news as we can get to you as well. The essence of our competition, you've heard several times, those of you who are big devotees to this part of the Doug Stephan Good Day program, the Dream Big America U.S. website, dreambigamerica.us website, has the story of all of this week's contest. As a matter of fact, it has the cumulative story of all the people who've appeared on the Dream Big America portion of Good Day. Every week we invite three entrepreneurs to come on for a contest. It's sort of like American Idol and Shark Tank put together. People get to display their wares, explain why their company deserves support on their way to getting the $20,000 monthly prize that we have for all of these contestants that win. We have a monthly prize, one winner a month from the contestants, three individuals a week, and then at the end of the third week and the fourth week, actually, we put the three winners from the first 3 weeks of the month together to find a winner for the month. We have tens of thousands of people who vote on this thing every week at dreambigamerica.us, which you can find by going to dougstephan.com or just go to that website. So this week we had Heather McDowell representing something I thought was very clever, a toothbrush called Bogo Brush that's designed, very eco-friendly, to be disposable because made out of bamboo, thus the Bogo Brush, but that didn't win. Also, we had a fellow named Adam Arredondo, who represented an idea. Hoopla.io is his web address. He is trying to put together various programs, and I think that he's done a pretty good job of doing it. Local event programs, giving businesses, publishers a way to list their events, but he didn't win either. The winner was the lady that presented Nut Pods, Madeline Hayden.
I thought this was really cool, actually.
And, right, most of the people who were here on the program said they thought this was the best, not of the presentations, but the best idea. So she's the winner of week number two, week number two here in the month of November.
And these are non-dairy creamers, right?
Nut Pods is a portable, wholesome, dairy-free creamer made from almonds and coconuts. So it's a great thing. I think we might introduce selling it here on my farm store. It's really, but they all have good ideas. These things are they're very well thought out. They get vetted thoroughly. So if you have an idea, if you're an entrepreneur And you know how much I love the support that we can give, crowdfunding, ideas for enhancement, that sort of thing. That's where this is born. So if you would like to have a business considered, go to dreambigamerica.us. You've got a business? Tell us the story. We'll vet your company and see if you can become a participant in our weekly contestant, the contest here, where the contestants come from all over the country. And we've had, I think we had 24,000 people vote this week. That's a lot of people voting and supporting these various companies. So, again, congratulations to the winner this week, Madeline Hayden of Nut Pods. You might want to check out what she is selling at nutpods.com. Speaking of Nut Pods, Roberta, how are you doing? Couldn't resist that. What? Where? And she's not even there to respond. Nice. Very cute. All right.
That'll show you.
Yeah, that'll show me. Okay. So we have names in the news today. People like Rob Ford, who's the Toronto mayor who admitted at a city council meeting this week to buying illegal drugs. Certainly going to be a great enhancement to his career as a politician. One of the council members in the city council confronted Ford at the meeting about whether or not he had purchased illegal narcotics. After taking a long pause, Ford said, quote, yes, I have. So he admitted, on top of telling the reporters that he smoked crack, that he'd been buying them. Nearly every city council member called on Ford to resign, at least take a leave of absence, but he said, I'm most definitely keeping this job. I'm not leaving. I'm going to sit here and attend every meeting. Whether they pay any attention to him or not, it sounds like gridlock. Sounds like a perfect political reality. Good for you, sir. Congratulations on being a stand-up guy. Let's see. Next name in the news, Ryan Ferguson. Ryan Ferguson gave his first interviews yesterday since becoming a free man. 29 years old, went to jail 10 years ago in Missouri for second-degree murder, and apparently he didn't commit the murder. This is another one of these examples. The charges were dropped after an appeals court ruled that he didn't have a fair trial. He told the Today Show, quote, seeing the light come out and sun come up, pretty incredible. He said he's positive about the future, and he now has to focus on getting an ID, some new clothing. He was convicted for strangling a newspaper editor and been sentenced to 40 years to life. A friend implicated him in the crime, but the friend later said what he had said wasn't true. So what I want to know is why it took 10 years to figure that out. Guy wasted 10 years of his life in jail and wasn't guilty. System is not perfect by a long shot. However, the system did get Whitey Bulger. Whitey Bulger, the big crime boss.
Did you see him yesterday?
In Boston.
He wouldn't even look anybody in the eye.
No, he's not.
Head down.
He's a coward.
He had the victims. This is kind of bizarre. The judge allowed the victims of crimes that he was acquitted on to come in and talk about him in front of him, and he wouldn't even look up. And they were begging him, look at it, look me in the eye, and he wouldn't do it.
No, he's a coward. He was a coward. Then he got other people to do his dirty work for the most part. Angry, twisted, distorted, sick man who should have been put away a long time ago. So these family members that Jennifer was talking about were there to speak. This is actually quite a circus. 2 days of this in the sentencing hearing. He called, I'm just looking at some of the family members. Sean McGonigal, the son of one of his victims, called him Satan, a domestic terrorist, a lonely, irrelevant old man. Yeah, I would say. David Wheeler, whose father was executed by Bulger, or at least on his orders, said basically the same thing. Quote, you don't matter anymore, he said. You're a bag of jailhouse rags on cold steel. Anyway, as Jennifer suggested, Bulger didn't look at anybody. Mm-mm. So he's going to jail and he'll never get out. Yeah. And
he's already working on his appeal, though.
Not a moment too soon. He's not going to get an appeal. He might get an appeal, but he's not going to get anywhere. He's going to spend the rot in jail, and good for the system.
Did you hear about that spy? I know we want to get to Dr. Joy, but did you hear about
the spy? Garrett Williams.
Yeah, that was found in the duffel bag.
Yeah, why don't you tell that story? That's a good story. This is 3 years ago.
This British spy was found dead. He didn't show up for a spy job or whatever they call them.
James Bond absent. Yeah.
And so the British police come over and check in at his apartment. They find his body naked in a duffel bag that's been locked from the outside. So they do an investigation, and the investigation results come out yesterday that he was not drinking, he was not on drugs, but there was no evidence of foul play. Mm-hmm. So they're suggesting he did it to himself as maybe a way, because some people are into that sort of thing, you know, being in small spaces.
Yep. Right.
So maybe that was one thing, but the family contends that there's no way he would have done this to himself, and they think it was foul play. How do you lock yourself into a duffel bag? I would have to go with the family on this one, wouldn't you?
I don't know. Maybe the family put him in the duffel bag. It's hard to figure in that circumstance how my mind doesn't work that way. I don't even begin to understand that stuff. People who hang themselves for some kind of sexual gratification, I don't even get that.
But it'd be easy to say that.
Easy to say what?
It would be easy to say that he did that to himself, and they could plant the evidence that he was looking at websites that indulge in that sort of pleasure. That'd be a great way to frame someone, you know, give him a good reason to off him. I mean, there's so many enemies that he could have. He's a spy. I mean, come on. There's got to be something else to this story. Seems too easy and neat.
I'm not sure that I...
Well, because they're saying it's the family. Yeah, the family's saying it's a setup, and that somebody came in and planted this evidence on his computer, and I would tend to agree with them.
That's the thing. Certainly those spy agencies are capable of doing stuff like that, for sure. For sure. All right, Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny and I are going to entertain Dr. Joy Brown, or she's going to entertain us. What happens when you say no to people?
I hardly ever do, so I'd love to hear what you guys have to say.
It's a lesson to be learned. I'm like that, too. I say yes to everybody, and then it haunts me afterwards. So let's see what we can learn from Dr. Joy Brown coming up next here on Good Day.
Get ready, get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor 'em with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl. Your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world, stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Consumer purchasing and storage habits of fresh fruits and vegetables can significantly lower their nutritional content, making frozen fruits and vegetables a better choice. The Frozen Food Foundation recently partnered with the University of Georgia to conduct a study that compared the nutritional value of frozen produce with their fresh counterparts. The study of eight popular fruits and vegetables, including blueberries, broccoli, and green beans, was led by University Professor Dr. Ronald Pegg.
Our research shows that frozen fruits and vegetables are nutritionally equal, and in some cases superior, to their fresh counterparts. That's because frozen fruits and vegetables are picked and frozen at their peak ripeness, locking in their nutrient value at the point of freezing.
For more information on the study and the benefits of frozen food, visit frozenfoodfacts.org. Again, that's frozenfoodfacts.org.
Ahoy, young swashbuckler. It's time you put me, the Fisher-Price Imaginext pirate ship, on your holiday list. We'll travel to the land of a thousand wedgies, sail the treacherous stinky feet sea, to find the treasure chest filled with candy. Ooh, we're gonna have fun! And parg!
Something missing from your list? Like Fisher-Price, Barbie, or Play School toys? Get to Kohl's Making the List sale for lots of great savings and earn Kohl's cash. This Friday and Saturday, Kohl's. Expect great things.
Great things come in great packages, thus the presence of Dr. Joy Brown, who is here, well-known radio psychologist, actually trained in the business. Amazing how that happens. Been on the air for a long time, does a program every noon to three weekdays, every weekday from noon to three, maybe a better way of saying it. Her website is drjoy.com, and 855-99-DR-JOY reaches her on her program noon to three every day, East Coast time. So what happens when we say no and when we say yes? You know what happens. People ask you to do something, a favor. Sometimes they lay guilt on folks. And sometimes people say no quickly. And then sometimes they say yes too fast. What's going on in the mind of somebody who says yes and or no when somebody asks them to do something?
Well, I think your point is presumably when someone has a knee-jerk response rather than a carefully thought out, look, let me get back to you on that, which is the answer, which we're getting to before the question, really, which is, if you're one of those people, I was talking with somebody about last night, someone says to me, gee, do you want to do improv? And I think, gee, that sounds interesting, and then you actually have to do it. And if I thought about it a little longer, I don't know if I would have done it. So my response is to say yes to everything, which is a problem.
Yeah, I do, so too, and that's a problem.
Yeah, and so what I've tried to sort of school myself to do is say, can you give me some more details? When is it? Can I get back? Let me check my calendar. Because that means take a deep breath and figure out if this is really something you want to do, or it's just going to be so, you know, aggravating or so time consuming or so there's so little sort of value in it that it really doesn't make any sense. So that's what I've had to learn to do, is instead of just say, oh, sure, to say, can you give me more details? Let me check my calendar and get back to you, which gives me some breathing space to think it through. I think people who say no are probably slightly more fearful than those of us who say yes. Mm-hmm. We're just optimistic fools. We just wander through life saying, oh, I think it'll be okay. Well, I think the people who say no are all assuming that the world is going to fall apart on them. That's trying to con them.
I think that was what I was trying to get at. Fear-based thinking never works. When you make a decision based on fear, it's almost always wrong.
When you make a decision based on gut, it's not that it's always wrong. It's that you're asking for trouble. I mean, the reason that you have both emotions and intellect is to be able to kind of coordinate them. And you can certainly opt for one over the other, but to completely ignore one over the other is just it's like sort of using one hand to try and catch a ball or whatever metaphor we're going to use here.
Well,
so I think it's not that it's, to a certain extent, I suppose you're more open to the world if you say yes, but you may be more resentful, and people may view you as a royal pain in the neck because you said yes, and then you're acting like, gee, I'm doing you a huge favor, which does not exactly endear you to people. So it's that neither is a particularly appropriate response without thinking it through and giving you reasons not only to the other person but mostly to yourself.
But there are some times when you say, let me think about it, just to stall for no.
There sure. Well, no, just, no, I'm more likely to stall for let me think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that most you and I are not very good at saying no.
No,
so you know that response where someone says, do you want to do this? I actually, in my address book, when we still have address books, have to write down after somebody, they'll have their name and their phone number and their email, and I'll have to write in, do not call them, because I've gone down that road so many times and I know what's going to happen, but I forget. Because I think, well, gee, this time it'll be different. And of course, it's not.
No.
So I literally have to write myself notes. And this is the saying, look, let me get back to you, check my calendar, or let me think about my, let me think about it. This is really the operant phrase here. Because if you think about it, then you can give yourself you can balance your emotions and your intellect and decide if you want to do this or not do it, what the advantages are to you and what the disadvantages are. I mean, you, and that's the point, to make intelligent decisions.
Right.
But can certainly be emotional, and you can write. I had a client once, and she was trying to make a decision. I said, write down all the pluses and all the minuses. And she said, well, what if it comes out wrong? Which just was an adorable thing to say. It was when she'd already made a decision, which is okay.
Dr. Joy Brown here on Good Day.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
During this week, 1982, when the movie...
Spoiler alert, Dustin Hoffman was a girl.
Popular, yes, right.
What? No. I know.
Kidding, huh?
No, I'm not going to watch it.
All right, anyway, so we have something to celebrate or discuss or focus on. Movie music gets us started with movie moments. Chuck Curry will have movie news in a moment. We have a movie that was number one during this week in 2002 in our little focus here. The movie has three clips.
That's
We've got
seven.
The audio. What, say what? Who?
2007.
Sorry about that, Kenny. Thank you for correcting me. I certainly don't want to be wrong. Can't handle it if I'm wrong. Never have been wrong on the year before. You have corrected me, and I appreciate it. Thank you. All right, anyway. 888-302 Doug, if you know the name of this movie, which was number one during this week in 2007, which would be 6 years ago, right? Yep, by my math. This was one of those, I guess you would, it's not an A movie. Could be a...
Huh. All right.
All right, here we go.
You don't even have to play the clip. I know what the answer is.
Play the clip. Come on, Richie. What are you waiting for?
What?
The talking thing.
Oh, same way you did, I guess. Mama, Dada, honey, you pick it up.
Is that enough? Should we bother with any more?
That was the stinger.
8888.
I think the static or the buzz in the background of that clip gave it away, too.
888-302-3684. What's the name of that movie? That's enough. Chucker has movie news for us right after this on Good Day.
This is a special alert to all Americans who are behind on their taxes or haven't sent out prior year tax returns. If you owe back taxes, you're now eligible to settle that debt with the IRS for much less than what you owe. For free information, call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liability for a fraction of what they owe. Act now on this limited time opportunity or risk wage garnishment, bank levies, outrageous penalties and fees, and property seizure. Consumer Tax Relief specializes in tax settlements. When you call, you'll be matched with experts who are former IRS agents with insider knowledge of the system, which makes a substantial difference as they resolve your tax debt directly with the IRS. Call 800-731-4700. There's a limited amount of time that can be available to where the government will accept tax settlements, so you must act now. Call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. 800-731-4700.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday. And Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation. But there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only. As Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
All right, Black Friday, Blue Tuesday, Green Thursday, whatever it is, 888-302-DOUG, the number to identify that movie. You want to give him one more clue? Just give him one more clue. Richie, we had the first
TiVo. You can just freeze live TV? That's insane.
What, you don't have anything like that?
We have HIVO, but it's a disease. It's a horrible, horrible disease.
All right.
That clip is sweet like honey.
That's it. Very nice. Okay. 888-302-DOUG. All right, Chucka, what's in the movie news bag today?
Universal Studios reportedly eyeing Parks and Recreation actor Chris Pratt, who I'm not really familiar with, for the lead in Jurassic World, the fourth entry in the Jurassic Park franchise. After the deal with Josh Brolin, who was supposed to play the lead, fell through, Dallas Bryce Howard, Ron Howard's daughter, has signed on as the female lead in that film that comes out summer 2015. It's going to be shot in 3D. I guess it's a decent idea to do dinosaurs in 3D, although I'm not the biggest fan of the concept. Other news, Rupert Sanders, the director of Snow White and the Huntsman, signing on the helm, a historical biopic, Napoleon, over at Warner Brothers. The concept, he says, will be a Scarface-like approach, which means the film is going to be pretty violent. Other news, Mission Impossible 5 with Tom Cruise, which starts filming next year. Getting a release date December 25th, 2015, 1 week after the release of Star Wars Episode 7. 2015 is going to be a huge, huge year for genre films.
Yeah. Any more news on Ben Affleck? People seem to be warming up now to him playing Batman.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is the film's getting tremendous buzz, even though it hasn't been filmed yet.
Buzz?
So
speaking,
buzz will continue.
Speaking of buzz, Nathan in Arkansas, what's the name of the movie?
B-movie.
It's a B-movie. Good for you, sir. You're so clever. Thank you. Number one movie during this week in 2007. He gets the prize. Thank you, 20. Wait a minute. 59 F.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.